It's Wednesday, September 4th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Ahead of tonight's climate change-focused town hall on CNN, Elizabeth Warren releases a new $3 trillion plan to tackle global warming. Meanwhile, Trump diverts more than $3 billion from U.S. military construction projects to fund a stupid border wall. And lastly, a nice win for democracy as a court gives state officials in North Carolina 2 weeks to redraw the GOP's gerrymandered district map.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Elizabeth Warren released an impressive new climate change plan on Tuesday, calling for $3 trillion in spending over a decade to fight global warming and embracing goals laid out by former candidate Jay Inslee. In her new proposal, Warren adopts Inslee's plan to eliminate emissions from power plants, vehicles, and buildings over 10 years, with $1 trillion in spending to subsidize that transition. The spending would be paid for by reversing the Trump administration's tax cuts for wealthy individuals and corporations. Won't somebody think of the wealthy individuals and corporations? Warren's announcement comes as the top Democratic candidates prepare for tonight's global warming town hall on CNN, the first time in a presidential campaign that the question of what to do about the looming catastrophe has received its own forum on primetime TV. Politico reports that the Trump administration is carrying out plans to raid $3.6 billion in military construction projects to build the border wall, further pissing off lawmakers who have accused Trump of illegally overriding Congress's spending decisions. Roughly 127 military construction projects will be put on hold, half of which are overseas and half of which are planned U.S. projects, according to the Pentagon. Tuesday's announcement comes on top of the $2.5 billion the Pentagon already diverted from its budget toward the border barrier this spring, despite objections from the leaders on the House and Senate Armed Services and Appropriations Committees.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
North Carolina lawmakers have until September 18th to redistrict the state after a unanimous ruling on Tuesday found that Republicans in the state were guilty of partisan gerrymandering. Wake County Superior Court judges ruled 3-0 that the state's map was unconstitutional and must be redrawn immediately in time for the 2020 elections. The case was brought by a watchdog group called Common Cause after Republicans in the state assembly drew a map that increased the political power of voters more likely to support the GOP. The Charlotte Observer reported last week that the current map is so blatantly gerrymandered, it divides the predominantly black campus of North Carolina State University in half, separating many black voters in Wilmington from their white neighbors. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
British lawmakers on Tuesday rose up against Prime Minister Boris Johnson, moving to prevent him from taking the country out of the European Union without a formal agreement. The Cherokee Nation named former Obama appointee Kimberly Teehee as its first delegate to the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday. Although the treaty that created this non-voting position is almost 200 years old, it has never been filled. The AP reports that Walmart will discontinue the sale of handgun ammunition and also publicly requests that customers refrain from openly carrying firearms in stores, even where state laws allow it. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell whined about his Moscow Mitch nickname during a radio interview on Tuesday, calling it, quote, modern-day McCarthyism. McConnell said he can laugh about things like being called the Grim Reaper, but calling him Moscow Mitch is, quote, over the top.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.